What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE.
What we say is BS. What we feel is reality. And when what we feel is the truth, that's the neurologic blueprint of what's going on within you. And it's what's resonating. And it's what's saying to the universe or to yourself that this is what's real in your life. Interestingly enough, you know, we in this the personal development mindset space, everyone uses these terms called limiting beliefs, self-sabotage, and that's not true. You don't have a single limiting belief, and you don't have a single sabotaging belief. What you have are a set of beliefs that protect you from getting hurt from your future because you've experienced pain in the past.
Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. I am so excited for today's episode. It is going to be just mind-blowing for you guys. God, do we have like the best guests on the show, solo episodes too, everything. I hope you guys just absolutely love everyone and everything that we provide on this show because this is like my baby. This podcast has brought so much joy to my life and knowing how much it's helping you guys. Oh, I just love it. And then when we have an episode like today's, wow. Sometimes I just got to like breathe and pinch myself because I can't believe that this is what I get to do. So I know we're entering in a whole new month season. Springtime is here. It's coming, you guys. If you are somewhere where it's still cold and rainy and dark and maybe even snow, it's coming. It's on its way. And I love just being in the now, right? Appreciating this cold springtime right now, but also having something to look forward to. It's fun. It's really, really fun. I don't want anyone wishing their life away and just always looking for the next season. So take a minute, pause, appreciate where you're at right now. But also, what plans do you have for your future? What is your brain starting to think about and focus on that you're like, you know what? This is the direction that I want to go. Because today's episode is going to take you there because we're talking all about rewiring the brain. Oh my God, it's so good. Okay, I'm just going to dive in and then we'll get back to other stuff. Today we have Dr. Alok Trivedi on and he is Dr. Rewire himself. He specializes in mental performance, helping individuals rewire their thinking to build an unshakable mind. He's known as Dr. Rewire because he is a pioneer in transforming lives through the power of neuroscience. Having built one of the largest healthcare clinics in the world, helping 500,000 people in over 73 countries, Dr. Rewire is looking to continue to make an impact. As the founder of Dr. Rewire, an entity which is celebrated on Inc. 5000, list of fastest growing companies, Dr. Rewire brings over 27 years of groundbreaking research in the mind-body connection to the forefront of health and personal development. And his unique approach, it combines rigorous scientific methodologies with practical real-world applications. And it's helping thousands across the globe rewire their mental patterns to achieve unprecedented levels of success and well-being. He's also the author of the bestsellers Wired for Wealth and Chasing Success. And Dr. Rewire has empowering strategies that promise not just to inspire, but to transform. Today's conversation is phenomenal. To hear his story and where he came from and how this became what he does, it'll move you alone just right then and there. But we're actually talking about how the brain works, how to create those changes, how to stop focusing on the how and stop skipping the why. And oh my God, to hear him talk about how the brain works and what is possible will get you guys so excited and so wanting for more and learning about more. And wait till you hear about his test kit, his DNA test kit. Now, I'm going to do it, you guys. I'm going to do this DNA test kit. And then he's going to go over the results with me and help me. And I want you guys to learn through what I learn. I'm a little nervous about this, but I'm super excited at the same time. And I've learned over the years that that combination of excitement and being nervous, it's a good combination to have. That is the combination that'll take you in the right direction. So I'm a little nervous, but we're going to do this and I'm going to do it here on the show. He's going to come back and we're going to do it again. So you guys go to the show notes, check it out. Okay. Because I put the links there to his website. There's videos on there. Follow him on social media, all of it, because this is how you crack the code. It's this type of rewiring and mindset that cracks the code. And there's so many times that this man left me speechless, and you guys know me. I never shut up. I always have something to say. And I'm sitting there going, wow, never have I thought of it that way before or been taught that way before or opened my mind up to that possibility. So this is, it's just so cool, you guys. Okay, go to the show notes, check it out. If you are looking to take next steps and you want to really dive in to the why and create change, and you are someone who's like, you know what, this podcast did it for me, I'm looking, book a discovery call. Book a call with me, get on the phone, let's dive in, let's figure this out, all right? Okay, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. Today we have Dr. Alok Trivedi on the show. Welcome to the show, Dr. Alok.
Well, thank you, Melissa, for having me. I'm super excited to have this conversation.
Oh my God. When I saw you come up on my calendar, I was like, yes, Dr. Rewire, he's coming on. It's going to be a good conversation.
Well, everything that you do is exactly who I am. Mind, body, fitness, parenting, like that's me in a nutshell. So I can't wait to have this conversation and hopefully give your community something that's completely different to optimize the mind and body.
Yes, yes. They're probably looking at like the title of the show or, you know, getting ready to listen to this going, oh, okay, she's going to talk about mindset again. And I'm like, every time we have a new guest, a new specialist, we always get it presented in a different way. And then you learn different. And I know this is going to be mind-blowing.
I guarantee you the things that I'm going to share today, you've never heard, never seen, never thought of. And this is not a mindset conversation. This is an optimizing your life conversation.
Oh my God. And we need it like right now too, especially. I think this conversation has really good timing because a lot of people are worried about the economy. What's going to happen? Are we going to have a downfall? You know, we have like a lot of seasons changing. And I just think a lot of people are feeling the tension right now. And sure. I think it gives a lot of peace too, knowing, hey, you have control. You can rewire. You don't have to think the way that you think and that you've been programmed your whole life. There is hope. So
absolutely.
I got to know, Dr. Alok, how did this become what you focus on? How did you become Dr. Rewire?
Thank you. I've been studying health, geez, since I was 14 years old. I got my first weight set and I was a fat kid in wrestling.
I love it.
Right. And I was like, I wanted to be fit. I wanted to be cut. I wanted to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these guys. I loved health and I wanted to optimize my mind and body. And so I got into weight training and all that stuff. And then I always, here's the common question I ask myself, what controls that? What controls that? So I went off to physical therapy school and I was in physical therapy school. And honestly, I was flunking out. I had like a 1.8 GPA. And one of my buddies, he also had a 1.9 GPA. He's just as genius as I was. And he ends up coming down to my room one day, long story short, he gives me this Tony Robbins CD set, you know, Get the Edge. I'm like, what is this crap? And he's like, just trust me, it'll change your life. I'm like, all right. He's like, I have a 3.9 GPA. You have a 1.8 now, right? I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So I did it. And I kid you not, within the first week, my mind, my body started to shift, started to change. And I was on the path to medical school and on the path to, you know, or thinking I was on the path to medical school. Mm-hmm. I like to sit and say I'd be in medical school or open 7-Elevens. And like, that was my genetic destiny.
One or the other.
That's it. That was my genetic destiny. But then I found like I wasn't interested in studying disease, right? Medicine is very important in our world. But I realized at a young age that medicine is the management of pathology. It's the management of disease. It's not living optimal. It's not living your life. And so the philosophy didn't fit. And I was fortunate enough to be impressing a girl. I was walking by and I stopped at a booth in my school that had a chiropractic school there. And my dad's like, you want to be a chiropractor? I'm like, I don't know. I was just filling out this form to impress a girl. And he says, all right. He goes, and he starts getting all this information. He says, Alok, this is who you are. Like, you are this guy. And long story short, I end up in chiropractic school. And I just, you know, when you're aligned.
Yes.
When you're aligned, you just skyrocket. So first, I'm failing out of PT school. I get into chiropractic school first semester. My parents come into my room because I rocked out a 3.94 GPA. And I was like, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I think I was 21 years old, and I think I was still hungover at the time. Like, my parents came into my room. And I'm like, all right, cool. But I just did what I did, and it just came naturally. It came easy to me to understand it. And as I dove deeper into it, it became a holistic philosophy. And chiropractic was about neurology. But once I got into the world of this, I started to understand that, you know what? What controls that? I got into practice. I was fortunate enough to build one of the largest practices in the world, seeing over 1,250 people a week in 16 months.
Wow.
We just did this, skyrocketed. And I didn't know why, but I do know why. I didn't know then why, but I do know why now. And I'll explain later if that's of value. But in this time, I started working with patients. It's a long story short, I started working with patients and I studied functional medicine, functional neurology, functional quantum physics. And I literally just studied and I said, what controls the body? The spine, the nervous system, it was the brain. Then I studied into the brain. Then I studied personal development and personal development psychology. Long story short, I end up working with patients and then I go through a brutal divorce myself. Oh. And like, I mean, I was doing for honestly, I had a lemon to eat for 4 days at one point in my life. And I like to sit and say, you know what? I was doing intermittent fasting before it was cool.
Right.
Right. I was doing it before Jason Fung or any of these guys. I was doing it because life made me do it. And I was backstage talking to all these people, and I was in the speaking business. I knew I was an educator. I was here to teach. And so when you know that about yourself, you go do that. And I was backstage and I was talking to people and I'm like, guys, I'm not making any money. I'm going broke. And if I don't figure this out, I'm going to end up in jail because I won't be able to pay my child support. And these legends in the business tell me that, hey, look, you have to change your beliefs. I said, okay, great. Thanks. Tell me something new. Give me something more of value. And they say, well, you just got to change your beliefs. I said, okay, well, how? Well, they say, you know, you do the standard things that everyone's heard. You read a bunch of books, you do a bunch of affirmations, you jump up and down and all this crap that we've all heard. And I'm like, okay, I've done all that. It's not working. And then I said, okay, let me ask you this question. This was a pivotal question for me and it changed my life. I said, how do I know what my beliefs currently are? And they said to me, they said, hey, you know, you look at your environment and that's your beliefs. And honestly, I thought, you know what? Mind my French here, but I thought, bull, you can finish the rest of that, right? I was like, bullshit. There's no way. Like, I'm a doctor. I know when someone walks into my office, Melissa, they have back pain, but that back pain could be caused by a herniated disc, spondylolisthesis, spondylolysis, subluxation, hernia, cancer, tumors, fractures. It could be a million different things. And that's when I realized something that's going to shatter what most people think about their mindset. I realized that the belief was the symptom, not the cause of the problem.
Hmm.
And I said, okay. So I went home that night. And I was a freak that night. Now, let me explain. At this time through my depression, I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm drinking a bottle of Captain every week. And this was me. This was life. This, you know, I wasn't healthy. I was 50 pounds overweight. And I go home that night and I said, I got to figure out this, not for me, but for my kids, because I need to teach them the real truth behind this. Long story short, I pull out my textbooks and I said, how does this anatomy of a belief happen? And I realized that it connects to the hypothalamic pituitary axis, which connects to the hypothalamus to the pituitary axis, to the adrenal gland. And all of a sudden, now you have this HPA axis that's connected by the way that you perceive your reality. And I said, interesting. So I created this exercise at 3:30 in the morning, and I figured out what I call a belief inventory. And I figured out that that time, I had built a belief, Melissa, that was running me in my life, that I could have love or money, but not both. Couldn't have both. And I said, obviously, that's not true, but that's what I'm running in my life. So what I did is, once I figured out that's how I know what my belief is, then I said, now I know where to start. If I'm traveling from Miami to California, I need to know I'm in Miami. How does the pilot get me there? We just arbitrarily say, let's get somewhere. And I'm being a little bit long-winded, pardon me. And I started rewiring my brain. And then I started rewiring my brain. I figured out tools, processes, the same things I did with patients, I started doing with myself. 3 days later, I made my first deal and made $175,000. 2 days later, I made another deal and I made another $100,000. I rewired myself again. I made another $80,000. And I thought, you know what? We know this, right? We know this as that your thoughts create your reality. But what are the thoughts are one piece of it. What I realized is that the emotions are the language of reality. And if our emotions are actually causing us problems and we're holding on to it, we can sit and do all the affirmations you want, but it's not going to change it. You went through a bad divorce and you're angry, pissed off, and resentful, and that's going to hold you back. So long story short, I started rewiring myself, and I rewired pretty much every belief that I have, and started teaching people across the world how to do this for themselves to live empowered.
And then you just kept building from there.
I did.
This is incredible. I love everyone's origin story because, I mean, I love that you took us from 14 years old to current day, but that's where it started, right? Like, you have to go back that far to really see where you're at now. Now, I have to know, because you said you had that belief of love and money and you can't have both. Did you find love? Have you learned how to have love and money? Yes.
I did.
Okay. As soon as you said that, I was like, did he learn how to have both though?
You know, I will tell you, I did. And honestly, what I learned about love, it was not the other person I needed to love. I needed to love me first.
Right.
And we can talk about the neurology of that all day long, and we will, I'm sure. But I had to realize that it was me that I had to love, not the other person.
Right.
That changed. And then I did. And then I started to understand who I was, the values. Yeah, because I think the ultimate gift, play as Plato or Aristotle said, is that know thyself. And when you know thyself, that everything changes. And so philosophically, to know yourself is to love yourself. Mm-hmm. Scientifically, it's oxytocin for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to know more about this. Did you call it a belief index?
Belief inventory.
Inventory. That was the word you used. Because I'm sure we have people listening right now and they're going, okay, this is really interesting, but I don't know what my beliefs are. You know, like, how can we start doing that inventory? Because I feel like that's kind of the first step, is like really looking at like, what are your beliefs? What do you believe in? What is limiting you in that area? How do we dive into that?
Well, I think first thing you do, it's really simple. I'll give you exactly the exercise to do, and it'll hopefully open the door to get some creative reality in your life, is that you just set a timer for 30 seconds, talk about a subject, let's say money, for example. Okay. In my book, Wired for Wealth, I talk about it. And write down everything you believe. Just keep writing, because when you keep writing in the flow of consciousness, what you're going to write down is everything that's coming through. And you're going to see all these things as beliefs. And you're going to sit and say, holy crap. Either it's super negative, which most people is, believe it or not, with respect to money, or it's positive. But all of those beliefs are going to make you move towards something, right? And as our brain is designed, our brain is not designed for abundance as much as we want it to be. Our brain is designed for survival. Mm-hmm. And so if we believe that, you know, having money is going to make me bad, and let's talk, since we're talking about moms, right? Mom guilt is a real thing for business owners. It's a real thing. So if you sit and say, by building my business, I'm not going to have time with my kids, and that identifies to me that I'm going to be a lousy mom. Mm-hmm. It's not true by any capacity, but that's what your belief structure has created based on your patterns, your perceptions, your subconscious mind is now saying that, then you will push away money all day long. And you will push away business all day long. And you'll beat yourself up, creating judgment, guilt, shame, and emotions towards yourself. And those emotions will stop you from ever moving towards the wealth that you want.
Right. I love playing devil's advocate, because I always can think of, like, oh, I hear back from people, you know, my followers and listeners and stuff. And I love all the naysayers. And I guarantee we have people listening right now going, I don't know. I feel like my beliefs are pretty solid. I was raised a really good Catholic. Like, you know, I'm sure people are thinking along those lines. And they're like, no, I believe in money. I just don't have a lot of it. Or I believe in finding love. It just hasn't found me yet. What do you say to those naysayers, that people that might have those thoughts right now? And they're like, no, I don't know if I'm buying this, because I feel like my beliefs are pretty good.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Right? Like, for example, I was having dinner with a friend yesterday, and they say, you know what, I haven't gotten married, and I haven't found marriage. And then they tell me that, you know, their husband cheated on them 19 years ago. And they're like, but no, I'm fine with it now. This is what I'm saying. What we say is BS. What we feel is reality. And when what we feel is the truth, that's the neurologic blueprint of what's going on within you. And it's what's resonating. And it's what's saying to the universe or to yourself that this is what's real in your life. Interestingly enough, you know, we in this the personal development mindset space, everyone uses these terms called limiting beliefs and self-sabotage. And that's not true. You don't have a single limiting belief and you don't have a single sabotaging belief. What you have are a set of beliefs that protect you from getting hurt from your future because you've experienced pain in the past. That's it. It's very clean, very linear in how the brain works. If something is going to cause you pain, you will move away from it two times as fast neurologically than you will towards pleasure. That's why people take Advil to get themselves to get rid of a headache rather than hydrate and work out. And so people may believe that. We're really good at telling ourselves stories, but the truth is not there. That's why, you know, and maybe we can talk about this maybe now or even later, I created the DNA brain test. Because
dive into it now. I saw that on your website. I'm like, oh, what is this about?
Yeah, I'm the first that I've created the first ever brain DNA test. It's like, so you know why you make decisions, you know why you act the way that you do, you know how to create peak performance based on your unique manual. It's like having a manual for your unique code on why you make the decisions you make, right? So for example, your community is a lot of fitness, personal development, business people. And what if I told you that you could be working against your grain by listening just to generic advice in saying that, you know, grind harder. Instagram and TikTok, this is the worst thing for our brains. Not because of the dopamine spikes, but because of the BS everyone's getting caught. Oh, you know what? I'm not good enough. I need to ice plunge every day. No, you don't. Because the harder you work, if your code says, you know what, this is going to cause you a problem, you're going to create adrenal response and you're going to put yourself into sympathetic, which is now going to create cortisol response, which is now going to get you to gain weight. And you're going to say, I'm doing all the things right. Why am I not losing weight?
Right.
Because your code is uniquely different than anybody else's. So our wiring, as we're saying, is built by our genetics, our experiences, and our epigenetics. Mm-hmm. When we understand what our code is, that's the first step to really knowing yourself, then creating a lifestyle and thought patterns to rewire based on your lifestyle, based on who you are.
Interesting. Is it a kit like, do you test blood or saliva? Like what does it look like? What's it test?
Cheek swab. You put a cheek swab in, swirl it for 30 seconds, put it back, send it back. I'll give you an entire code of your brain. We'll look at the exact neurotransmitters. And those neurotransmitters are going to tell me, do you struggle? Like, for example, I'll give you an example. Like someone is either a warrior or a worrier gene, right? Mm-hmm. And that's called the MAOA gene. That type of person, their brain, if it's low MAOA, you're going to have a high amount of dopamine in your system, right? Here's the problem. Everyone thinks that they drink coffee, they take caffeine, little caffeine's good for you, but that person shouldn't be drinking caffeine because their brain is already active. That's why they feel jittery, they can't sleep at night, their brain is running 24/7, they go ping, 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 nonstop, and they feel like they can break through walls. But someone with a high MAOA is going to clear out dopamine, and they're going to say, you know what, why do I feel lethargic? Why do I feel tired? Why do I feel like I don't have the energy anymore? And they're going to go try and grind it out and say, let's go to the gym and do, you know, curls. And that person should probably be doing yoga to start their exercise and life journey. And that is going to work better for them to create fitness. If we don't know this, we're guessing. We've been guessing. And we in the health industry, I'll say this, in the health and biohack performance industry are literally making people just as sick as medicine is.
I believe it. I completely believe it. And it's scary because so many people are trusting this information out there right now.
We are in a world and an era where health is completely personalized. Yeah. We now know every single thought you have is a neurochemical, And if we can see how your brain processes these five neurotransmitters, we can basically tell you the majority of your behaviors. Now, are there more neurotransmitters? There's hundreds, but there's five primary ones that regulate most things, right? Your dopamine. Mm-hmm. Your norepinephrine, epinephrine, your oxytocin, and your glutamate GABA, as well as your serotonin.
Interesting. You actually have me speechless at times because which never happens with me. This is so much information. And this DNA kit alone, my mind is like, because it's the foundation, it's everything. And that's one thing that I'm always starting people off with, like with how I coach and train. And I have to bring up a point that I saw a reel that you made that I'm like, oh my God, he's my brother. And you have to know the foundation first. Everyone's like, just tell me what to do. Let's dive in. Let's go, go, go. And yeah. There's no like, oh, whoa, hold on. What's your foundation? Where did this start? What are your beliefs? What have you done in the past? Like, let's dive into all of that. And what a great tool to have to learn more about yourself so you can be successful, so you can keep going.
Just imagine, right? Like if you stop and think about it, just imagine, right? If you're a mom, think about this. How would parenting become easier if you knew how your kid responded to certain types of motivation? Certain things work. Right. Don't work. I was telling you, my friend, she's like, I can't get my son to do anything. I can't get him to get up. He sleeps all day long. I said, your son has a high MAOA, which makes his dopamine go down and he feels lethargic. What we've got to do is not only change certain things, get certain foods into his body, get more turkey, get more protein, get more lean protein into his body so that we can up the serotonin in the body, up that dopamine. We got to get him excited on his value structure, bring that into the game. Now let's talk about nutrition. Maybe we add a little bit of, supplementation. We add some supplementation to get his nervous system moving.
Right.
Why are we giving kids ADD meds without knowing what their genetic code is, right? They're not ADD. Every human being is designed and made in perfection. We have to understand what that perfection is and give that back to people. Mm-hmm. Rather than just blanketly giving drugs to these amazing kids that are literally getting screwed. Can I go off and tell you a story that I had that changed? Like,
yeah.
When I was in practice, this lady came to me. Her son, I don't know, he must have been 11 years old at the time, something like that. Mm-hmm. And he was struggling. And the teacher said that he's got ADD or ADHD. And I said, no, he doesn't. I said, because if he's got ADD or ADHD in one area, he's got ASD somewhere else. He has surplus attention, what he loves, what he values, what he focuses, right? For if you're on this podcast, I would bet fitness, health, lifestyle, you have super ADD. But maybe some of you are like, you know what? Business isn't as much focus. Or for me, for example, cleaning the house or doing the dishes, not a focus. I'm very ADD with that. So this lady takes him into a study. This is now going back almost 15, 17 years. And she says, well, they're giving him Ritalin for his ADD and ADHD. And I said, do you even know what the hell is Ritalin?
Right.
Do you know what it's made up of? My ex-wife is a pharmacist. My brother's a pharmacist. I said, do you know what it is? And she's like, well, no, it's just an ADHD drug. I said, you are giving your child the same chemical composition as cocaine. It's one isomer shifted in the compound. And she's like, what? And I said, absolutely. I said, you're welcome to give your child that, but I just want you to know the information before you do. She instantly shifted to come off of that. And what if that kid has a gene break that's causing his dopamine, his serotonin, his oxytocin to be imbalanced? What if we just changed his lifestyle to match his unique gift to the world and let him excel in that space? That's the game.
Right.
That's authentic.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Right App. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever found yourself wondering about the health of your relationships? Whether it's your partner, family, or even coworkers, relationships can be tough to navigate. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Right, the relationship interaction tracking experience. Right is an amazing new app that helps you track and assess your interactions with the people who matter most to you. It's like a fitness tracker for your relationships. With Right, you can log your daily interactions, see how they make you feel, and get insights over time to help you understand patterns and make positive changes. Here's what I love most. Right isn't just for romantic relationships. You can track family, friends, and even professional connections. And if you're working with a therapist or coach, Right lets you share your data securely so they can give you even better advice tailored to your needs. Oh, and did I mention it's super easy to use? Plus, you can start for free. Track up to 3 relationships and try out premium features like graphs and charts for the first 30 days. No strings attached. So if you are ready to invest in the health of your relationships and see who's truly right for you, head to your app store now and download the Right app. Your relationships deserve it. And that's how I used like my superpowers of ADHD. And I took my focus into an area where I could thrive and love it and like be nonstop in all the areas that I can be. And I'm not considered annoying or too much or loud or, you know, and all those beliefs that I had so much growing up as a child. Yeah, you'd probably love to dive into my brain.
Well, I will. I'll do a test on you and we'll come back and I'll talk about the test on you if you want.
Oh, that'd be fun. Oh,
Dude.
If you want to. I mean, I'm happy to do that for you.
But. Oh, yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think my listeners would love that, too. Be like, yeah, dissector. See what's going on in there. And I'm an open book. That would be cool. But the one point I had brought up before, which ties into all, or the one point I want to bring up before, which ties into all of this, is you had said somewhere, I don't know, maybe it was a reel or something when I was looking into your background, when it came to health and fitness, that most people skip, or they just focus on the how, right? And they skip the why. And I'm like, oh my God. And this is about everything we're talking about, right? Like with ADHD or children or discipline or how people behave and everything, they don't want to understand the why and everything behind it. And I run into this in the fitness industry so much. And people are just like, just tell me how to do it. Tell me what to eat, how to work out. I don't want any of the other stuff. I get that a lot. And then the people that I have the most success with, it's because we are focusing on the why. Why do you want to change? What has kept you here before? What is going on? And then the other big thing I heard you talking about was identity shift as well, and how that has to go hand in hand with transformation. And that is just missed. People are just blown away and they don't understand when I talk about, well, have you ever shifted your identity before? What do you mean? Well, how do you identify yourself as, you know, are you just this overworked, tired employee that doesn't have time to work out, doesn't have the money to do anything? And people just sit there. So I would love for you to go off on that as well, because my listeners hear it from me, but knowing that why and not skipping that, huge to your success.
Yeah. So let me dive into this, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
Everyone has a set of values that they have to structure, and your values, your identity, will determine every behavior you do. Your brain will move towards your identity and every decision it makes. If it doesn't fit your identity, you will go to that decision, but you'll stop it. Here's what will happen. Now, let's go a little neurochemistry if I can. Your brain will say, I'm excited. Dopamine goes up. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. Let's do this weight training program. I'm going to do this for sure. Uh-huh. By the time you hit the fourth day or the 10th day or the 7th day, you say you're excited. And then your body says, okay, let's go after it. And then it crashes on the other cycle and it comes down and releases this thing called norepinephrine and epinephrine, right? Dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine are sympathetic neurotransmitters that are catecholamines. These are the stress neurotransmitters. So the more you set a goal that excites you, the more you stress your body. I'm going to let that sink in just for a second.
I was going to say, people, write that down.
The more you set a goal that is going to create a sympathetic response, you're going to put stress in your body. So goal setting is a complete myth the way that it's taught. That's why you see all these entrepreneurs burning out. Adrenal fatigue becomes a real thing. It's a real thing because I'm chasing these goals. Stop chasing goals and start living your life. When you understand that getting healthy is a part of who you are because you value it and it's connected to the things that you love, then all of a sudden you're going to become healthy because you want to, not because someone's trying to tell you to do something. The how is useless. Unless you understand the why not. Please get what I'm about to say. If you don't understand why you haven't worked it out until this point, the why not is already there. Because people say, you got to know your why. Everyone said that, right? Simon Sinek says, you got to know your why. Got to know your why. It's true. But my bigger question is, why not? Everybody knows to work out, right? There's not a single person on the planet that doesn't know you should work out.
Right.
Okay, so the question becomes, why aren't you? Too much, not enough time, not enough this, not enough that. And every excuse you make is the story you're telling yourself that's saying, this is why I can't do it. Because your brain will move towards, it'll move away from pain and towards pleasure. So if, listen to this, if you think that working out and giving up these things is going to be hard, you won't do it. It just won't happen because it's like traveling, saying, I got to get to the other side to hit my goal, but I've got to go through this massive amount of pain to get there. You're not going to go do it. You're not going to go through that pain.
Uh-huh.
Nope. You'll get motivated. And you'll pump yourself up and then leave yourself with shame because you'll get excited.
Right.
And then leave guilt and shame and resentment towards yourself because you'll be angry at yourself. This is where the emotions of the neurology come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you'll sit and say, I'm not good enough. It doesn't work for me. And now I'm in neurology. Now I got to go there. The bigger the goal you set, the more you're going to ping this area of the brain that's called the habenula. And this is the part of the brain that says, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. You failed before. You had shame. And so you sit and oscillate between goal, failure, pride, shame,
yes.
Pride, shame,
yes.
All day long. Every human being does this. Instead, why not set a trajectory that's linked and connected to the things that you love and exercises something that you love to do rather than something that you have to do? And when you love it, you don't have a why. You just do it. It's who you are.
How do we do this? I can hear people yelling at me right now. Like, ask them how. How do we get our brain to want to go through that pain, Dr. Rewire?
You don't have to go through pain. It doesn't have to be pain, right? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be pain. First, you have to do is understand your values, your value set, your identity. Know who you are. Right? I'll give you me as an example there, and I'll just use me because I'm just transparent with that way, right? For me, I work out every day. There's no days I miss. Every day, I'm in the gym. If I'm sick, I will go into the gym for 5 minutes because it's who I am.
Yes.
It wasn't always that way.
Right.
I was 50 pounds overweight. I smoked a pack of cigarettes a day. I drank like a fish and until my late 30s. And I was sick as hell. On my son's 9th birthday, I got into a panic attack and I thought I was having a heart attack. I went to the hospital and they said, I thought I was having a heart attack. I literally cried, kissed my kids. And I was like, what the hell is happening? This is my life. Like I am going. And they said, no, you're having a panic attack and you have high blood pressure. I was like, how do I have high blood pressure? I'm in my 30s. This makes no sense. Well, no, based on my lifestyle completely. So then they give me a medication. I take the medication. So 30 days later, I go to the follow-up visit and the doctor says, yeah, your blood pressure looks great. You're doing fantastic. I said, okay, great. I love that. It's great. And I said, he's like, here's a refill. I said, when do I get off this drug? I said, oh, never. Excuse me? And he says, yeah, you never get off that. He goes, once you have it, you have it for the rest of your life. And I said, nope. Sorry, buddy. And I said, this is it. Take my own life into my own hands. And I said, you know what? I've got to learn to take control of my own life. Here's the whole point of this is that I've got to do this not for anybody else. I got to do this for my kids to show them that how do you take charge of your life? I've got to do this for myself to be able to teach other people. If I'm fat, overweight, and I use that word very specifically because I know it's not socially acceptable, but it is triggering to make you wake up and sit and say, hey, look, maybe that's real because fat is objective, right? Maybe you're overweight, you're fat, it's obese, but it is, you have too much fat. If you have too much fat, you have illness that's sitting there. That's a fat, not
fact.
But if that is me, then I've got to go help people. If I said I'm a doctor trying to help people, trying to make people better, I can't be that. I've got to change it. If I go on TV and do media, I'm not helping anybody. There's no credibility. If I go and try and teach people how to be healthy and rewire their brain and they say, this guy's obese. Well, why am I listening to this guy? Or bigger yet, what if I teach that to my kids? 80% of kids who are obese have obese parents.
Yeah.
So you link it. To answer your question, you first find out what the values are. You first find out who am I? And you go through this process and we do it in my work. You identify what your values are, your identity. I know my identity is a doctor, which is teacher, and a healer. I help people heal. That's what I do. And on the side, I play CEO in my businesses, right? But I'm a dad. That's who I am. I'm a dad. I do everything for my kids. My kids are my inspiration. Like, I love my kids. I do everything for my kids. And I do all the work I do is so that I can teach them how to live the most inspired life that they have. For me, exercising, showing my son and messing with him and say, let me see your six pack. Let me show you my six pack. That's our little banter. That's how I help improve him. That's how we razz each other. But now it's a way that I use it to connect. It's not something I have to do to try and be healthy. Mm-hmm. So more benefits towards who I am makes me exercise more, makes me be healthier more. And I think that becomes the why.
Yeah. And then that's what transitions you and teaches you to be the person that shows up every single day. That's where it starts. That's how you start to learn and grow and become that person. I mean, I get asked that all the time. People are always like, how do you do it? How do you go no matter what? I had a fever last Friday. It hit me and I taught a yoga class and I'm like, man, by the end of that yoga class, I'm like, something's not right. And I took a rest. I still went for a walk. And then by Sunday, it broke. I felt better and I am back in the gym. And everyone's like, rest, you just had a fever yesterday. And I'm like, but I'm better now. And I know my body has to move. And that's sitting on the couch doing nothing is not going to help me. I haven't always been that person either. Like everything you're saying, like I can completely relate to. And those kids, we are their only hope. If we can't lead them and teach them and be their role models, who is?
Well, based on studies, they are like, we talk about biohacking longevity because that's our world. But globally, at least in the US, and this is about 5 years ago, I'm sure it's still pretty accurate, but we're the first generation where our kids are going to die before the parents.
God, that's so scary.
That is a fact.
And just, it's not even shocking.
It's completely scary.
Oh my God.
Like if you read Casey Mean's book, which I think is a fantastic book, Good Energy, She talks about it. She talks about the fact that kids today are now being prescribed Lipitor and cholesterol meds and diabetes medications and Ozempic and GLP-1s. These are 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that are being prescribed this stuff. Like, what if we taught kids? What if these kids got to know their code? Here's how your DNA works. And then they get to be who they are. We teach them, and this is who you are. This is your scientific, your genes. This is your psychology. And this is how you optimize your life. That's what I've done with both of my kids. Now, the gene test is new, but I knew the psychology piece. My son is a soccer player. Everything in his world relates to soccer. My daughter, everything in her world relates to music. That's it. Everything. That's it. That is where they will excel, no matter what.
What's the youngest that you do this test on? What's the youngest age that you'd recommend doing it with someone? Do they have to be 5 at least, or 10?
Never.
Really?
Your code is your code.
Your code is your code.
Wow. Your code is your code. Now, I will say this. Because then I get this question, is that epigenetically, can you change your DNA? And the answer is maybe. This is the best thing. Yes, in theory, in scientific evidence, they've shown it can be done. I used to have the MTHFR gene, if you're familiar, right? It's known as the mother effer gene is what it's called. And 40% of people have this gene break,
okay,
which it's 40 or 44%, but it basically hurts digestion. Your body can't process folic acid. And so what we do, it's huge, in enriched flour, white bread, rice, all these things that we're taking, we're eating. And so what we have to do is we have to take 5-methylfolate to rebalance that, because that's the organic form of the actual compound. What folic acid turns into is this 5-methylfolate. So we can supplement it and get that whole cycle of methylation in your body working correctly. So long story short is that I did the test, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, and I had this gene break. Okay, cool. In my journey of doing gene tests, because that's kind of what biohackers and geeks do. They say, what are you doing on a Friday night? You can gene test. So 2 years later, 2.5 years later, I did another gene test and I no longer have that MTHFR gene.
Huh.
It's gone. I did it again on another test. It's gone. So where did it go? Now, the scientist in people is going to sit and say, well, maybe there's a false positive on the first test. I get that. Sure. Or maybe the rewiring work that I did and put my body epigenetically in the factors that made my body healthy can optimize my DNA. We do know that you can do that. You are not a victim of your DNA. If you live in accordance, you can optimize it. That's the whole game. It's like having the manual of your life. And now we're talking about the manual of your brain that controls it all.
Right.
You optimize and then theoretically be able to shift and live longer, healthier. We know that.
Now I understand why your answer was maybe. That makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Can we talk really quickly about why, like, healthy foods are wrecking our brain?
Yeah. What
do you want to do? I am dying to know what you consider, like, the healthy food that's destroying the human brain right now.
I don't know that an unhealthy food is seed oils and inflammatory factors, right? But healthy food is dependent on the person. Mm-hmm. It's completely dependent on the person. So someone who has an allergy to fish, if they take fish oil, they're messing themselves up. But if we go on Amazon and go on Instagram, this is the fish oil you should take. Sugars. Well, let's just take sugars. I'll give you a great example. Acai berry bowls, right? They are good. They are very good.
Kids love them.
They are sugar, 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 sugar. And what we think is healthy, fruits, all these things that we think is healthy is sugar. And so we sit and say, let's eat all this fruit, and fruit then compounds over time, creates into type 3 diabetes and brain health, and then creates amyloid plaques in the brain, right? We need to be able to clean out the system. If we have too much sugar, the body can't process it. We want to eat proper amounts of whole foods, whole sugars in our life. And I'm not against fruit because you put fiber in it, but I would sit and say that if you're going to have carbs, which I think you should, I really think you should have carbs, I would say have it earlier in the day so that at night, you allow the body to clean out, and the glial lymphatic system cleans out the brain and allows the brain to actually process all this stuff rather than putting sugars at night, which clog it up. So have carbs, but have it in the morning. Have it when you're most insulin sensitive around a workout, but then minimize it the other times. So I don't know where else you want to go with that, but that.
Yeah, I'm just curious what your thoughts were on that. I completely agree. And I think, again, that goes back to people saying, like, well, it's healthy for me, so therefore I can have it. It's fine to have my bowl of fruit at night and sit down and do that. And it's like,
We're not saying no fruit. We're not saying no carbs. There is a way to eat to be more lean, and there's a way to eat to be smarter about it too. You definitely can be smarter about it. Oh my God, Dr. Rewire, I feel like I'm just going to call you that.
That's what they call me.
Okay.
My name is too hard for people to say. I work with I work with Damon John, and Damon's like, you should just be Dr. Rewire.
Yes.
Right? Damon's like, you should just be Dr. Rewire. That's who you are from here forward. He goes, I don't know who this Trebetti guy is. Just Dr. Rewire. And I'm like, I don't know. I have to own the identity. And he's like, he goes, yeah. He goes, what's LL Cool J's name? I said, I don't know. And I looked it up. It's Ladies Love Cool James.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that.
And he's like, but that's who he is. Because he's owned it. He said, right. You own Dr. Rewire. I said, I am Dr. Rewire. I own it.
Oh my God. That's funny. You basically just compared yourself to LL Cool J. That's cool. You can roll with it.
Never thought I actually did, but I actually kind of did.
You did. Good for you. Good for you. You can own that. Tell me about your two books. Tell me about Wired for Wealth and Chasing Success. When did they come out? Are they your labors of love? Are they like your additional children? Do you love them?
I do. So the first book, Chasing Success, was a fictional story that I wanted to create about finding your voice, your call.
Oh.
Your story in life and chasing success is the thing that we all do. We're always looking for that next thing. And then you realize that where life kind of takes you. So it's a story of leadership and personal leadership to help you kind of get.
Very cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. And so I wrote that, I don't know, 2016, I believe it was, maybe 17. I don't remember exactly. And then Wired for Wealth came out last year. And that is a book, like it's a manual. That is a manual. You want to make more money? Here it is. This is the book that people take in, like a lot of network marketing companies use it. They'll take it and say, okay, let's train how to wire our brains for more money. So the team will take it and they'll work through chapter by chapter and exercises inside of it to get them. So it's written as a training manual. It's a legit book. It's 300 plus pages of tools, exercises, strategies to actually rewire your own brain around wealth. Because I say there's five pillars to unshakable health. Right? You have to have an unshakable mind. You have to have an unshakable body, unshakable diet, unshakable sleep, and unshakable wealth.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Yeah. And unshakable is what's real for you, that you don't get caught up in the cycles of stories. It's not unstoppable, because unstoppable means you're just going to break through a wall, but that's going to cause you more problems, right? I want you to be unshakable, where you know what? You know yourself so well, so centered, so clear that you are that person. And most people... entrepreneurs focus on the wealth piece, but miss their mind. They miss their body. They miss their diet. They miss their sleep. And they lose all that trying to chase that. So I always say that wealth is an important component of this factor of health.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree. I work with a lot of high achieving women and they're missing the whole nutrition part and they're missing their whole body part. And we're trying to like bring it all together. So I love those pillars. Dude, I'm going to get this book. I am down for a manual. I absolutely love this. This conversation was so good. I feel like I could just talk to you for another couple hours. I would love to have you back. Love to have you back. Come back, dissect my brain. Like, let's dive in. And I think whenever I'm the guinea pig, my audience just loves it. I've done like the hair sample before and they've come back and then everyone else went and did it and got it done. But it's really helpful. They love seeing me be the guinea pig. So. They're like, let's have Melissa do it. See if she dies. If she doesn't, then we're all in.
It's part of leadership, Melissa. You are the leader.
Hey, I'll do it. I will do it. Any last words for us about rewiring our brain? Any last, I hate saying tips and pointers, but anything you want to leave our audience with of how they can start creating just change today after listening to this episode?
I think the first thing to do, if you said this to me 6 months ago or a year ago, I would have given you all these tools to do. Mm. Right? I would have said, okay, do this and do this and do this. But if you ask me today, the truth is this, is get your code. Get your unique code first and then build your brain, your life based on that, because that is the first thing to do. Then apply all the pillars of health that you need to, that you've heard everyone talking about, but the ones that work for your system and optimize your life. That's what I would
do. I love that. I love that. And you offer the tools to be able to do that as well. Oh, Dr. Alok, this was incredible. I can't thank you enough for coming on. I can't wait to have you on again. Everyone, check out the show notes, get the books, follow him, go to the website. We'll put everything in there so you guys can't miss it. give them a follow, start feeding your brain, start doing the rewiring. I love it. Thank you again for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
The Bottom Life Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insights. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.